In the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte has signed an executive order to set up a new autonomous region in Mindanao. Since the 1970s, the southern Philippines has been home to a separatist struggle between the government and the Muslim Moro people. Previous governments have signed deals with the major groups, the Moro National Liberation Front and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. But these deals have stalled because of breakaway groups opposed to them, some sympathetic to ISIS. Now, the Philippine president hopes the commission will finally bring peace. Professor Miriam Coronel Ferrer led the negotiations, the first woman to seal a peace deal with an armed rebel group. She's told Andrew West from the Religion and Ethics Report about the challenge of bringing rival Islamic groups to the table.
We know from the very beginning that it's a very complicated process, given the fact that there are all these many armed groups. There has been a peace agreement with one other group, which is the Moro National Liberation Front, and most of them are actually mainstreamed now. A lot of them are in government, some are in Congress, but the MILF is actually the biggest armed group now operating in the region. And if we bring into the fold some 30,000 fighters, supporters, and participating in electoral politics, participating in the economic development of the region, then that's a big thing. It opens up spaces for broader political participation. It creates spaces as well for economic development to come in, to be able to draw the young people away from criminal activities and even terrorist activities that are very much part of the attraction in the region.
Yes. Now, what's the situation currently in Mindanao? Because that has been historically the centre of this religious conflict. And there's been, I believe, lots of external interference, be it through money or arms from extremist Islamic groups.
I'll start with the good news. The good news is that the ceasefire between the government and the MILF is holding, which means there's no large-scale warfare going on in Mindanao. Any outbreak in one part of central Mindanao, for instance, can lead to hundreds of thousands of people being displaced. The MILF is still on track in the peace process. They're waiting out the Duterte administration to see through the commitments made under the comprehensive agreement on the Bangsamoro. On the other hand, there are all these other groups, including new groups, that are extremely radicalized and wish to get the IS franchise. And that's a danger signal right there. A few months ago, there was a bombing incident in Davao City. Davao City is the hometown of the president. And according to reports, those who perpetrated the bombing is connected with this relatively new group based in Lanao with a very radical ideology. So the signs are there that there is that kind of possible alliance coming through involving members of the Abu Sayyaf and the group that split from the MILF way back in 2010, the Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters, and this new group called the Maute Group after its leaders. If that alliance is forged, then you have all these cells operating in practically all the region, from the islands to the mainland part, opposing as a counterforce to the more moderate Moro groups.
That's Miriam Coronel Ferrer, the former chairperson of the peace panel, the Philippines government, to the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. You can hear more on the Religion and Ethics Report this afternoon with Andrew West right here on RN at 5:30.